This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're not looking at all at enough at the mental health of people that end up being doing mass shootings, which when you think about it, they're random. They don't know anyone. Sometimes in one case, someone had been fired from that school. But most of the time, these are random shootings, people that are psychotic, people that were not looked at, people that evaded obvious signs where they weren't looked at. We don't have enough mental health personnel in this country. We don't have them on the ground. We don't have interventions in place. We're really focused on guns, not on the people shooting them. They're going to get their guns. The issue is, what's their mental health like? We have an enormous crisis, and we've been seeing, and CDC has been putting out reports on this, that teens and young adults are in trouble. Young women are suicidal. Depression, anxiety is flourishing coming out of the pandemic. It's an enormous problem, and it's leading to these shootings.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Tyrus joins us once again. He's a regular on Gutfeld, a Fox News contributor, and he has a book out that you should check out, Enough Said. You can get that right away. Tyrus, welcome back to the show. Sad news yesterday. We're in the same place as we found ourselves many, many times before. We're hoping you would be able to talk about it with us today.
Yeah, I know you don't want to talk about baseball because I just got swept by the Mets. I need time.
Okay, well, yeah, we can give you some time. I don't even know what the Cardinals are doing right now. It's up and it's down.
The Yankees once, I know that.
You know, when another school shooting ends up happening, a lot of people jump to their respective corners. There's a lot of politics. We're in the middle of a campaign season. It's not avoidable on the national news conversation scene. But I think that what Dr. Mark Siegel was saying there is important, and it's the mental health of our young people. And I know that you care about this. You talk very openly and honestly about how we spend time with our children and not give them electronics to babysit them and so on and so forth. But I'm wondering if you have seen mental health, like, do you prioritize that as a concern when we have school shootings like this, kind of the same MO?
No, I don't. I always feel like it's a cop-out. That's the same thing as blaming guns on violence, not people on violence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have banks where they have less security because there might be someone with a mental health issue. They just assume that someone is always trying to rob them. That's why they're always up in the security. That's why their stuff's state-of-the-art. That's why if you go in there, you can't get out. You know, they don't have, you know, so I always look at that as like, it's mental health, nothing we can do about it. No, I'm sorry. That's not good enough anymore. Schools are soft targets. The protocols aren't followed. There needs to be, it's not even the, it needs to be made a hard target. And when I say that, and I get frustrated because this isn't, like, this is ridiculous. Like, it's harder to get into a professional sports game than it is a school. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And we spend billions of dollars on protecting other countries, but we don't protect our own children. Like, it's an absolute, it's a joke. As a former teacher, it's like, you know, everyone has to be on board. And I don't think it's even fair at this point for it to be all the burden of the police department. We have people in this country who have served overseas, who we have veterans coming home. They know what to look for. They're trained what to look for. Behaviors, erraticness, like dealing with, you know, people, suicide bombers and all these other kind of things. We have the abilities. We have the depth. We have the knowledge. We have people who are willing to volunteer. But it should be a payable job. It's not hard to do this. Literally every school district has a SWAT unit specifically for school protections, and they're on a route, and you have three in each school. And it's literally less. It does less than a percentage to do this.
Yeah.
And you would have a police presence at the school. You would have a military experience presence at the school, training at the school. And you could also make sure that there's someone who's like, hey, all school doors during class hours are closed. You know, like, nonstop. We have great dogs in this country. Having dogs that can smell stuff that alert them to things that maybe the metal detectors aren't missing. But we have to protect our schools. And it's not that hard. I mean, I'm just throwing stuff on the wall here.
Yeah.
Imagine if people got together who really wanted to get things done. And I think it has to be private. It can't be federal, because you know what it is with the government right now. So this DEI hire situation.
Do you feel like that there is an apprehension to harden schools because it looks bad? Like, why would people not do that? Why would people not do what you're saying?
Because I don't. The thing is greed. I always think of greed, or it's not really a big deal to them. Because
it
seems the only ones who are affected. Let's just call it what it is. Because if something keeps happening, you put a stop to it. It's not, you know, you will sit there and we will listen for hours and hours of these speeches and they come on all these talk shows and all they talk about is other countries and all the energy they spent going after trying to convince us that a Republican president, all the time they did that, you never hear nothing unless something happens.
Yeah.
And then when it does, you know, and it's just, and again, this is my perception. So it just feels to me, if you wanted to fix it, you could fix it. And blaming the NRA for it is BS. We have rotten human beings. We have people who grow up, whatever their situation is, that's not really wait and see what happens. Let's just assume it's going to happen and be prepared for it.
Yeah, it's going to happen again. We all know that we're going to be facing this same conversation again. And I'll say, you know, some people say the guns, the mental health. Yeah. I mean,
we have men and women who serve this country who know what to look for, you know, helping support the police, having another set of eyes, having an understanding of what's going on. Oh, I don't want bulletproof windows and gun and metal detectors and servicemen at my schools. I do.
Yeah, you know
what?
It's an interesting.
You know what?
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, it's just, yeah, it might not be pretty, but everybody's safe.
If school choice was a real, if we had real school choice, and you got X amount of dollars to get your kid educated, and one school was hardened, and one school wasn't, wouldn't everybody pick the hardened school?
Yeah, I would imagine so. So again, I don't think it's the parents who would be. I'm so angry that we have a whole unit dedicated to protection of our schools. They have nothing else. Their whole time is watching schools. Teacher starts to seem like he's a little off. You start following reports. You use counseling. You can have people when you see a kid that looks a lot of delinquency, missing school, the way they're coming to school. You know, there's things that they can look for that they see, the tendencies, the nervous stuff that we normal people who have not been in war zones, who don't understand, because that's what this is. Individuals declaring war on our students. They're going in there to shoot to kill. They don't even care who they shoot, as long as they shoot someone. You know, and then the media makes them a martyr. And then he gets a documentary. No one remembers the damn name of the people shot. It's like I said, I have nothing positive to say about it, because to me, and I'm a facts guy, I'm a common sense guy, this doesn't seem that hard to me. You know, but we'll argue over personal responsibility is the reason why we elect somebody opposed to protecting making our schools. But our kids get screwed. Social media, they know who the predators are. They know who surfs. Just like they know every time if I say, oh, man, I agree with this Trump policy, it'll say I'm a danger to the community. But some guy pretending to be a 13-year-old trying to convince another 13-year-old to show up at McDonald's to meet them, he can just carry on free as day because he buys followers. Like, it's disgusting. Like, it's just, why do we treat our children so bad? I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's playing with, it's taking such a massive risk with the safety and security of our kids. I mean, ironically, this was very unfortunately ironic. Yesterday, we had gotten an email from one of my kids' schools that they were going to be doing a shelter in place or whatever they call that type of a drill that morning at 10:30. And I knew that was going to happen. I appreciate the heads up by the school that they're going to do that. But while I knew that drill was going on at the school, I was covering the Georgia situation. And I remember the first time that my kids had to go through one of these drills, because you and I didn't have to do that when we were in school. This wasn't a thing when we were in school. And it broke my heart to think about them having to pretend to hide from some sort of active, violent situation like that. But we're asking our kids to go through drills where they just go hide in the corner of a room. Like, it's a realistic situation enough to where we're like, you know, go here and hide and be quiet until we tell you it's okay. We're practicing that with our children right now, but we're not implementing that long list of things that you just said. That's absurd.
And that's but one thing you need to have these conversations with your children. They need, unfortunately, it's a reality of our times that we live in now. You know, it's like, I'm sure in Israel, those children have to learn a lot of things they don't want to learn about terrorist attacks and invasions and things like that. I'm sure right now in Russia and Ukraine, the children are learning hard lessons about what the world is like. And I think you got to prepare your children. This whole protect them from everything, what good is that going to do with them when the moment literally could be happening at their time, to where you have a third grader who needs to know the difference between the sound of a firecracker and a gun going off. But unfortunately, because there's no help, you know, I mean, it's an afterthought. Literally, this has to stop. That's not good enough an answer.
I agree. You've got to
zero in on my house and tell me what I had for breakfast and dinner and how long I watched Fox News, and if I snuck on CNN for a couple seconds or whatever the hell I decided to do, they could tell me about everything I'm doing. Alexa can listen and tell you, and I mean, gives you ads on how you can buy more inflatable, whatever the hell your deal is. But Alexa can also hear a guy sitting there trying to talk about doing things to other people and hurting people and this, that, whatever. But for some reason, they always slip through the cracks. So my thing is, the best offense is a good defense, and it shouldn't be much, and that's why I you know, I keep my kids in homeschool. You know, I'm 50-50 with that, and I'm still pushing that all my kids be homeschooled because it's just not worth the risk at this point.
Yeah, it's such a big risk.
And unfortunately, this guy survived, and, you know, he'll get the interviews, and he'll get the documentary, and it's disgusting. And he'll get, and people will write him letters and in jail and all this other crap. And it's like, what's the downside for people to pull this crap? You know, and that's the ugliness of it. You got to plan like it's going to happen in your school. It's just a matter of time. And that needs to be the mindset because we do it with our banks. We do it with our professional sports. We do it with our institutions and buildings and, you know, like, you know, the Capitol, everything's got their own police department and stuff like that. Enough's enough. Protect our damn schools. It's not hard. And it's sad. We should care more about our kids.
Well, Tyrus, enough said, I think. Well said as well. Yeah. Thank you for being with us today and talking about it, because we do need to be talking about the straight facts, and that's what you always do with us. It's what people love you for. So thanks for doing that with us today. Talk to you soon. Tyrus Regular on Gutfeld, host of Maintaining with Tyrus on Outkick. And his book, Nuff Said, is out right now. Always love having the Fox News contributor here on the Andy Fry Show. Great conversation. All right, we're going to bring Ryan back in here for the next segment, along with Chris Terrell, who has been a longtime friend of ours on the YouTube chat. We've seen him out there among many of you listeners, but he wrote a book. He is a United States Navy veteran. He's an engineer, and he wrote a book called Modern Inheritance. This is a really, really important topic, and I almost want to just shut up and listen to what he has to say for the next 15 minutes, because he's going to give us a comprehensive guide that will help you fortify your digital life and any assets like that against modern threats like scams, hacks, identity theft. This is one of those things that you and I don't know nearly enough about because it's still kind of new. How do you protect yourself? How do you protect that legacy? Well, Chris Terrell has written the book on it, and he's going to talk to us about it when we come back. And go to the Annie Fry YouTube chat and ask your questions there. He's often in that chat. He'll be in studio with us next, and maybe he can answer some of your questions as well. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.